Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shalom Bayis Shir, number 534. I'm going to discuss now a new book called Bahavas Alev, Couples in Crisis by Moshe Hershkowitz, introducing something called cable therapy. Has various haskamas on this book and a lot of beautiful things in here. And it's kedai to just touch upon a lot of his methodology and yesoides that he has in this book that he calls Bahava Salev. In his introduction, he explains how the name came about, and he discusses a methodology called cable therapy, and he said it's based on a sefer called Ar Chadash, also known as Meir Eini Chachamim, written by Rameya ben Rav Nosson, was a Talmud of the Sefer Arameyer, who was one of the most distinguished Talmidim of the Magid of Mizrich, who was a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. And it's about Hanukkah, but in there it discusses a cable. There's a cable, there's a bond that's formed between a chasan and kala under the chuppah, and it transmits positive energy from the husband to his wife, and it needs to pass freely. And sometimes because of previous emotional wounds, or either by the couple themselves or by their parents growing up, the cables become clogged. And the idea is, you know, Shalom Bayis, people who the therapists that help out, is to unclog that connection and reestablish that connection that's there. So this is the idea of this sefer. And in the introduction, he talks about how very often he sees couples, or marriage counselors see couples, that are sad or nervous, and they've been married for a month, or even if they're married 15 years and they're in pain and they want to get out of the pain. Sometimes they're contemplating getting out of the marriage. And the author, Moshe Hershkowitz, brings that he often tells them, it's not your fault. And they seem surprised by him saying that. And he emphasizes to them that everyone carries certain baggage within them from childhood, what he calls old wounds. And growing up, not everyone learns how to love in a healthy way. And how do you expect to achieve it without that proper hadrach and without that proper education? That's why I believe this author did an amazing job here of working through this system to help people heal, but it's also a good tool to develop a healthy relationship in the first place. So this yesod, though, it's very interesting, you know, that it's not your fault. This non-judgmental compassion, the way I see it, restores a person to their more genuine self. Because a lot of people do self-attack, and self-loathing is common. Now, that doesn't mean when you say it's not your fault that you're blind to your negative behaviors that you're aware of or that you could correct. I don't think there's a denial of that. But the idea being is that if old wounds and certain trauma created a negative situation, you need to be compassionate about yourself in order to move from it. So he writes as follows, I'm going to quote, that every person is different and has different relationship needs, and you have to love the other person the way they need to be loved. And the author is saying he's here to teach how to heal each other's past wounds and how to give your partner the type of love that they actually need. And he termed this method cable therapy. And we're going to talk a little bit about what he writes about. So in chapter one, he talks about the spiritual foundation of cable therapy. He says that everything begins with a certain spark of attraction, and then they're led to the chuppah. And the kala surrounds, and the Ashkenazi custom surrounds the groom, circles him seven times, connecting him, her, to her husband. It's a level of ar makif, which is an external outward energy, which brings down chachma bina vadas, and the chasan is Ar Pnimi, giving an internal light. He absorbs the energy from his mate, goes through with that, and they're connected through the ksuba, and the ksuba is like is a mitzvah. The word and the mitzvah is commandment, and mitzvah is tzavtza, which means a connection. It's a connection that brings the Shechinah into the marriage and allows them to build a bais neman. So he goes through that, and the idea being is that there's like an umbilical cord, just like you have by a child, by a baby, that the umbilical cord is a source of life and energy as it grows in its mother's womb. And it's the bond, it's a nutrition, but it's a source of nutrition, but it's also a bond between him and his mother. And they protect the baby from the outside world until the baby is born, connecting the baby to the mother. It's a unique bond, and when the cord is cut, the newborn is separated from its mother and enters a new phase. So this similar idea, Rabbi Hershkowitz says, applies to a couple as they separate from their parents, they leave their homes growing up, they cut that cord that connects them to the parents. Paraphrasing, I guess you could say, the pasuk of Al Ken Yasev Ish Esav Eves Imai, and now they have a new sort of cord that binds the two of them in a new phase. He calls it interdependence. Interdependence, from what I understand, is a healthy, healthy balance of not being independent purely, because independent means you're each your own entity, self-contained, without needing the other at all, in the extreme form of deep independence. And dependence, like codependent or dependency, is also negative, because then you're using the other one as a crutch. Interdependence implies, he doesn't say this in the book here, but it does imply a rare and healthy combination of, on one hand, being your individual person in the most healthy possible way, but at the same time, having a relationship, a mutual relationship, one to the other, each one giving and receiving accordingly. Now, about the giving and receiving accordingly, that cable that links the couple is nourished by the giving and receiving from one another through that connection. And Kabbalah brings down that it's the man's job to be the first Nisein. He needs to be the giver in the marriage, when he says Arei Mekudeshesli, and the wife is dependent on that flow of energy from her husband. And with that positive energy that is received by the woman from the husband, then the wife has that energy to return that flow of positive energy to the man. And these energies, he says, is a tool for healing and a tool for change. Now here it doesn't say it openly, but the idea being, from what I heard, is that, for example, if you have the earth, which is compared to a wife, and the husband's compared to the rain, or the seed that it implants, and the care that is being done for the earth in order to produce its trees and its fruit and its vegetation and so on, he needs to do all the work, and he needs to give, and she needs to receive. And when she receives, you see how much the earth gives 10 times over. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing. So he ideally transmits positive energy to her, and then that very same energy that he gives to the wife begins to nurture and heal him. This is and keflayim, even, you know, like showering in a tremendous, tremendous way. So that's very, very important. He brings a poignant story about a couple lacking children. And the idea being that each one davening for the other one. And by that giving, you'll be getting. And each couple davening for the other one, and both couples then are blessed with children. So the way Rabbi Hershkowitz puts it in Cable Therapy, the message to husbands is that the way you give love and feel loved is not through taking, but through giving. And you never lose by giving to your spouse. He explains how Hashem provided women with a special gift called Bini Yesera. In English, he translates it to be empathetic emotional awareness. It helps each one understand each other, to detect and feel the positive or negative flow of energy between them. And a wife has that heightened sense of awareness as a wake-up call for the couple. If the cable energy flowing between the two becomes clogged or disconnected, it's usually the wife's heightened awareness that makes it clear. And in other Svarim, it's brought down, by the way, the same similar idea, is that for the most part, especially if they're both overall healthy, not talking about if one is extremely abusive or toxic, but we're talking about people that are flawed, but you know, they're overall good people. They may be flawed, but the real key and litmus test of it is all the wife. And the more you shower upon your wife and her sense of love, accepted and security and all of that is really a tremendous factor. He brings down from John Gottman that every person has their emotional bank account that collects positive or negative energy, and energy is never lost. It just changes form. So he goes through our Pnimi and our Makif and basically explaining the flow of energy one to the other and how there could be a oneness that's built with the connection, that cable connection, one to the other, by depositing in the emotional bank account. And the more positive energy it is, the energy will flow through and through that cable, connecting one to the other. And he calls that blend EC, emotional connection. However, if it's filled with suppressed negative energy, then there'll be what he calls ET, emotional tension. And if it gets too clogged with negativity, it won't transmit anything at all. And they'll both begin to feel irritable. They'll both begin to feel tired. And holding on to that negative energy could be quite draining. That's when the emotional bank account is depleted and you need that energy in order to function. He brings from John Gottman as well that the magic ratio, positive to negative communication, is 5-1. And as long as there's 5 times as much positive feelings between a husband and wife than there is negative, the marriage will be stable. Again, why 5-1? Why not 5-0? Because I would think that we have to be realistic over here, that it is understandable that we're human beings, we may slip, but we have to make sure that our attempts for positivity and the giving and the loving overrides the negative aspects that there may be. So he does say, Rabbi Hirschkowitz, as he concludes his first chapter, that the marriage needs to get off on the right foot so that the early stages of that cable between the two of them is established. And he says they're adaptable. Once they become established, it's harder for them to change. So if problems arise in early stages of engagement or marriage, it's best to address them right away. Otherwise, there'll be a clogging or a negative feeling that builds up. So, but I'm sure he'll say it later, or I'll definitely encourage it. And one needs to realize, no matter how long you're married, how long it may have been or is, and no matter how clogged these cables between a flow of positive energy one to the other seems to be clogged up, and you only have the negative, there are tools and there are methodologies and there are ways to bring it back again and to reinvigorate that connection in the most beautiful way. Bracha v'atzlacha.